Hey, hey, guys, and ladies, of course. We're back for a new episode of Top of the Crap here on Radio Tatooine. I'm Jimmy Groundcrawler, and your feedback has been amazing, and I'm looking forward for having a good time with you. We're up for some great new music, and you might have guessed it, even greater callers tonight. I guess my ex-wife, I mean the last one as I hardly remember the rest, wishes to be an AI like I am, as she never received that much love by people like I did after my first show. Wow, that turned out darker as I intended. While we're waiting for our first caller, let's do some music, right? Do you remember Darth Maul, that Sith guy with all the tattoos? Yikes, it turned out he wasn't that popular in popular music, but I guess you remember this track by the Siths called Shadows of the Sith. Yeah, that's exactly what it's called. Come on, these guys aren't getting all too creative with their song titles, right?
In the depths of darkness, a phantom takes the stage, unleashing fury with his double-bladed rage. With crimson eyes ablaze, he strikes a fearsome pose. Darth Maul, the Sith Lord, will conquer all who oppose. In his cloak of hatred, he prowls beneath the night. A master of deception, his strength fuels his might. With acrobatic grace, he dances in the fray.
I never liked that one too much, to be honest. Pretty generic, if you ask me. Anyway, we got our first caller, and it's a well-known friend. Francesco, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. Thanks for taking up my call last time. But I have a different problem today.
Sure. What is it, Francesco?
My wife has left me, and I know you could share some experience in getting her back somehow.
Getting back? Not really. What was the problem?
She said, I'm too much into collecting trading cards of my favorite heroes.
Collecting cards is a nice hobby, though. What's your favorite one?
I have a 34 BBY Palpatine card. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Now that's awesome. That's the one where he still has hair, right?
Yes.
I tried to get into that stuff, but I'm too drunk for that kind of commitment to anything.
Oh no, Jimmy. You should stop drinking that much.
That's what she said, meaning my last ex-wife, by the way. Maybe some song might help. Do you prefer any style?
Not a specific one, but I really like that Yoda bluegrass song you used to play. What is the band called? Why Me Timeys?
I do remember. Yeah, I got it. Thanks for your call and keep us updated.
In a galaxy far, far away, there lived a little green man they called Yoda. He may be small, but he knew his way. Around the kitchen, cooking up some soda. Soup was legendary like no other, with ingredients from across the universe. He'd mix it all up with his magical cover. A taste that would make you scream and a curse. Yoda soup, a flavor out of this world. Your taste buds swirl. You haven't lived until you've tried Yoda's brew.
Yoda's brew.
So come on over and taste it, won't you?
Come on over and taste it.
Thank you.
Why do all of these songs start with "in a galaxy far, far away"? I mean, we're here. This is our galaxy. These events take place here. Musicians, I guess, always heading for lyrical trouble. Before we get to our next caller, let's have something different from the usual crap we like to play. Recently, while visiting my 343-year-old uncle, his name is Uncar, I stumbled upon that old hollow disc from a band called Victims. Hadn't heard of them before, but I listened to it anyway. One track kept sticking, and it's called Cutting Necks. It's pretty hardcore. Seems like we have some technical trouble here and lost the connection to our Hollow Music server. I guess we take the next caller then? Jar Jar? Who's there next? Ah, it's a lady. Hello, here's Jim. What is your name, sweetheart?
It's Asajj, or whatever. Don't know.
Asajj? Okay, hi Asajj, how can I help you tonight?
My master was killed by his supervisor and I don't know how to feel.
How did he die, Asajj?
By cutting his neck with two lightsabers, I think.
I guess my choice of music tonight is drastic too, then?
I don't know, Jim. Is it?
Well, I was about to play. Doesn't matter, so that's pretty drastic by his supervisor.
I thought so too.
Do you think that was justified by any means?
No. I mean, he may have been somewhat troublesome, but overall, he was a nice guy.
Was he in any way related to Sith stuff, Asajj?
Yes, he was. Why you're asking?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that got him into trouble? Anyway, we're still trying to get online again, and maybe this song might help you. Bye, Asajj.
Yeah. Bye, Jimmy.
In the twilight, shadows gather round. A shattered heart is all that I found. Beneath the moonlight, I'm searching for truth. But all I see is the wreckage of my youth. Once a mentor, he held my hand so tight. But now his darkness has swallowed the light. With every lightsaber swing and clash, he turned my hopes into shattered ash. Oh, Jedi Master, you were supposed to guide, but instead, you're the one fueling the tide of sorrow and pain that's tearing me apart. How could you break the trust that was in my heart?
I don't know about you, but this makes my heart crumble a bit. Sure, it's cheesy, but beautiful nonetheless. After this deep cut to some necks, why don't we light up the mood a little bit, You seem to love the folky stuff, don't you? So here's a classic from The Squirts called Admiral of Hearts.
Oh, we sail seven seas 'neath the starry skies, with a captain brave and bold who's got clever eyes. Admiral Akbar, his name rings far and wide. He's the leader of our crew, our fearless guide. Oh, oh, Admiral Akbar, our hero of the sea, with a quick-witted sharp mind, he leads us breezily. We'll raise our voices, sing his praises loud and clear, for the Admiral, our captain, will always cheer. The treacherous waves we navigate with care. With the Admiral at the helm, we have no need to despair. He knows the dangers, the traps that lie ahead, and under his command we'll never be misled. Oh, oh, Admiral Akbar, our hero of the sea, with a quick-witted sharp mind, he leads us breezily. We'll raise our voices, sing his praises loud and clear, for treacherous waves we navigate with care. With the Admiral at the helm, we've got no need to despair. He knows the dangers, the traps that lie ahead. And under his command, we'll never be misled.
We got a new song battle here. There's quite a bunch of tracks regarding our beloved Admiral Akbar. You've heard one, here comes another. Tell us which one you like the most.
Oh, Admiral Akbar, sailor's pride, with his trusty crew he sets sail and ride. Through stormy waters he leads the way. Oh, Admiral Akbar, hallowed be thy name.
Yo-ho!
With a voice like thunder he commands the seas. His wisdom and courage are like any breeze. A master tactician, a force to behold. Oh, Admiral Akbar, the bravest of all. Sail, oh sail, Admiral of the sea.
Sail on,
guided by stars and the winds that breeze.
Sail,
with honor and valor he fights the foe.
That one is called Soul of the Sea, and it's performed by the Wet Ones. I like both of them, to be honest, but yeah, let us know how you feel. And by the way, how do you feel about taking our next caller on air? Regarding old Jimmy, I do feel great about that, so let's hear what he or she's got to tell.
Hey Jimmy, this is Borak from Hosni and Prime. Do you have any suggestions for a cocktail? It feels like I had them all, and I kind of feel bored. And could you play some more electro stuff? That'd be great.
Thank you, Borak, for calling in. So cocktails? I've never been into them. I like the real stuff, so I suggest you get yourself a nice Outer Rimian whiskey or sorts of. But let's help you with your musical aspirations. Here's some electronic classic for you.
In the blackened sky.
Alright friends, I gotta stop here because if I listen any longer to this crap, I'm gonna vomit in my own mouth. Yeah, I said that. Did they forget to add guitars in that one? Whatever. Just a reminder, even if you're not up for a live call, you can leave a voice message just like Borak, Belloc or Bafloniak or whoever just did. By the way, Have you heard of what happened to Alderaan? Remember the caller from our last show? What was her name? Cassie? Well, I guess she's got more than a little sunburn now. So, there are still callers waiting to get on air, but right now, I feel more like listening to a song, you know? I'll pick something fresh for you.
Yo, here comes the Wookiee. She drank out of Cassie with a roar so loud. Even Jabba's cool gonna freak.
It's got hair so fierce and a growl that can't be tamed. Chewbacca's the name, and he's got a galaxy to claim.
Chewbacca, the Wookiee boss, ripping through the galaxy no matter the cost. He's got swagger and style, ain't no doubt. Replace him with the fur that you can't live without.
Still with the fur that you can't live without.
Well, it didn't take too long before we got some other In a Galaxy lyric, hmm? I guess rap isn't what it used to be. While listening to the music, I came up with an idea, and the producer seems to be fine with it. What if we set a topic for our calls throughout the next 5 minutes? Great, isn't it? So, leave a message regarding your opinion on the recent inflation on Bantha burger prices, and we'll pick the best ones. And while we're waiting for your calls, why shouldn't we play some classic country, hmm? I got something special for you, a blast from the past.
On the clouds of Bespin, where the sun shines bright, my heart is aching for you every day and night. City in the sky, where love used to reside, now it's gone, just like the Millennium Falcon in hyperspace ride. Oh, Bespin, you took my heart away. caught me by surprise on that fateful day. I thought our love would last forever, hand in hand, but like a gust of wind, it vanished into the floating land. Well, on the clouds of Bespin, I'm lost in my regrets. With every breath I take, I still feel your silhouette. I'll keep on searching for you among the stars above. Oh, Bespin, won't you give me back my love? Back my love.
Hey Jimmy, you asked for opinions on the prices of bantha burgers. How dare you? Have you ever cuddled with a bantha? They're wonderful creatures. They are priceless. So stop discussing about their meat like they're some random rock you stumble across walking your loth cat.
If the bantha burger is too cheap, it's no bantha meat anyway. Have you ever heard of the Bantha Meat Mafia? Yeah, that's the deal, Jimmy. Pay the price or throw the dice.
I love Bantha Burgers, but Mommy never gets me some. Could you call her and, I don't know, somehow blackmail her into buying some Bantha Burgers? I'm your biggest fan. Greetings from Fragment 4243 of Alderaan. It's getting cold here.
I had the best burger in my entire life yesterday, and it wasn't even made of bantha. Have you ever heard of calamari? It's delicious. More so with some Hottie's ranch dressing.
Thanks for all your comments. I have no loth cat, by the way, and I don't believe in any meat conspiracy crap. I gotta try that Hottie's dressing, though. And no, I won't blackmail any child's mother for a burger. Sorry about that. We're coming to an end, folks, and I hope you enjoyed this show. Well, I did, and that's all that counts after all, I guess. Let us know if you had any fun, so we can continue doing our program. And this is important to me. Tell us what you think about our length. Our producer thinks we're running too long and we should do shorter shows. But what does he even know? I guess he knows I'm being paid by time. I want to end this night with something special, something dramatic. So have a wonderful night and enjoy this last track for now. It's Echoes of the Battle by the awarded band Hottie's Lovers. It's been a pleasure. Jimmy Groundcrawler signing off.
On a distant icy planet, a tale was told, where rebels and the Empire clashed in bitter cold. The Alliance fought bravely against the Empire's might, a battle for survival in the freezing night.